KX93.5, human-crafted radio in Laguna Beach, California, always engrossed in our community here in town, and I'm really glad to be joined now by Chloe Allred. She's going to be the student speaker at LCAD's commencement next Monday afternoon. Hey, Chloe, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. It's nice to have you on the radio. First time on the radio?
Yes.
Cool. Welcome.
Thank you.
So you're a master's graduate from LCAD.
Yes.
What kind of degree are you getting?
I'm getting my master's in painting. Fine art. Yeah.
Cool. And there is both a commencement speaker, and we'll mention briefly, his name is Steve Van Doren from Vans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a student speaker.
So
how did you get selected for that?
Well, I think part of it is that I have a lot of public speaking experience. I'm both an artist and also an activist against sexual violence. And I've done a lot of different talks at different college campuses or just different organizations. So I think that was sort of part of the process.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And why are you an activist? Why is this issue important to you?
I think part of it is both my personal experience and then also just seeing how many people, especially on college campuses, are impacted by sexual violence. And that's kind of blended with my art in a way, where I've done a lot of portraits of survivors and then also portraits of perpetrators as well.
Wow.
And just a lot of writing about that and just trying to get, get the message out there. Yeah.
So you would consider yourself a survivor as well?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it says in my notes here,
mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga identified that.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
So what, yeah. You were up on stage with her?
Yeah. That was a pretty wild experience. So that was actually right when I had moved here. I was part of a book called We Believe You, which is a collection of survivor stories. And so I had an essay and then also one of my paintings published in this book. And this book was put together by Annie Clark and Andrea Pino, who are two of the main activists in this film, The Hunting Ground. So Lady Gaga's song was nominated for an Oscar, which is from The Hunting Ground, right? And so right as I moved here, I got this crazy email that was like, would you like to be on stage with Lady Gaga in association with The Hunting Ground? And at first I thought like, it also had like a lot of like all caps and like exclamation points.
So
and
you were like, no way.
I was like, this is spam.
Yeah.
Like, this can't be real. But I did respond and then it was real. And I ended up having this surreal experience of going and being on stage with Lady Gaga, but also meeting like 50 other survivors and activists who were passionate about the same thing, but addressing it in all of these different ways too.
Yeah.
Like through, you know, legislation or through poetry, writing. For me, it was painting and writing. And it became this just amazing, amazing thing.
Did you get to like meet her and chat with her?
Yeah, I got to hug her.
Beautiful.
And chat with her.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Well, what an interesting experience. I mean, how unique is that?
Very, very interesting. And it was something where the experience itself was, I mean, wild and amazing. But then also it's now I'm connected to this whole group of people where we shared this incredible experience together. But now I'm also making art with several of the people that I met. And
cool.
It's turned into this really fruitful thing.
That's awesome. Again,
yeah.
Chloe Allred in studio with us. She is the student speaker at LCAD's commencement ceremony next Monday, which happens at 4:00. I found out that anybody can go to this, by the way. It should be pretty packed. There might not be enough chairs, and it will impact traffic on Laguna Canyon Road. But it sounds like a really worthy thing to attend as we celebrate these artists making it out into the world. So without giving it too much away,
mm-hmm.
What is your talk then gonna inspire kids to do? What are you hoping to impart through your talk?
Well, without giving too much away,
yeah.
I'll be talking about my own experience with art and where inspiration comes from, but also really talking about my experience as a teaching artist and working with kids and focusing on creativity and what working with children has really taught me about creating. So that's going to kind of be the focus.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And, you know, obviously a lot of you are going into the unknown now. Mm-hmm. Graduating with arts degrees is
yeah.
a challenging thing to stomach these days.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm sure you're getting this question a lot, but what are you personally going to do after graduation? And how do you feel most of your peers are taking it? What are they doing?
Well, for me, I'm already teaching about 20 hours a week. Which is a good balance for me because I get to both like teach and sustain myself through that. But then I also get plenty of time to paint. I think the thing with an arts degree is you just have to keep going for lots of opportunities and keep putting yourself out there and having faith that it's going to pay off.
Yeah.
So I think that's the big thing for art graduates to consider is that it's not just going to land in your lap. You have to keep putting yourself out there and going for it.
Are many kids staying in Laguna and giving back to this community that you know of?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are going to be, or at least like sort of sticking around like the OC, LA area.
Right. Well, that's what I'd really like to see because I feel like we have such a hot spot of young artists at LCAD,
right.
But then they graduate and they move to Santa Ana. That's where
yeah.
you live. You
yeah.
know what I mean? So I'd
yeah.
really like to see our graduates somehow become re-ingrained into this community, which I know is very difficult because of how expensive it is.
Right.
But that's what Laguna truly needs to be, an arts colony, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't know what that looks like exactly, but I don't want to see all you guys move away, basically.
Right, for sure.
You know?
I think you touched on it, though. Part of it's just affordable sort of housing.
And that is the number one thing. I think if we can tackle that issue, we might actually keep some of these students
for sure
in town after they graduate. So again, Chloe Allred, next Monday at commencement at LCAD's main campus. Steve Van Doren is also the commencement speaker. He's from Vans. And if anything, go see someone who shook hands with Lady Gaga. Right?
I mean, and like,
that's celebrity status. No, but seriously, your story is really inspiring. And I'm really interested to see how that imparts itself into your art. I think that's fascinating. And I think you're exactly the right person to hopefully light a fire under these graduates, you know, and help them be inspired too
for
in the
sure.
future. So congrats.
Also, my MFA show.
Okay, go ahead.
June 2nd at Q Art Salon in Santa Ana from 7 to 10 p.m.
Cool.
So if you want to see some of the work that I was talking about, come out to that.
Okay, what's the name of the studio again?
Q Art Salon.
Q Art Salon. Mm-hmm. All right, right on. Chloe Allred, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on this morning.
Yeah.
We'll see you next Monday at commencement.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Tyler.